Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are back for day number two of the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. We had the great privilege of being here broadcasting last year from the initial one, which was great. It was a great event. But, I mean, you've topped it, Paul Snow, the organizer of the Texas Bitcoin Conference, one of many organizers. There's a huge team here.
Yes.
And there was a joke last night at dinner that you do next to nothing and your wife kind of does everything.
Well, there's a Factum line that Factum does practically nothing so that you can do practically everything. Factum is, of course, a project that I'm working on. I'm CEO there.
And yeah, I want to talk more about Factum because I still don't really know what it does.
Yeah, well, we will. But the line you're referring to is I stood up at the dinner and said that I do practically nothing so that Linda, my wife, can do practically everything, who practically organized everything that you saw here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
It's been amazing so far. I just have to say, the venue change, the racetrack was cool and all, but this one, I think, really takes the cake. I don't know if you're happy with it, but I think it's fantastic.
Oh, I think it's lovely. I mean, we're in downtown Austin.
Right.
We're directly across from City Hall. We're two blocks from the famous 6th Street Entertainment, which apparently you guys participated in maybe on Friday night.
I don't think we've hit.
We were at the taco party. There was a taco party you threw at Maria's Taco Express, which was great. And we didn't mention, this is the Moody Theater is the venue. And I guess
it's the Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater. I don't know why they have that strange name, but that's what they like to call
themselves. That's the whole thing. That's what it's called. Okay,
that's what they.
That.
Yes. And Austin City Limits is the longest running musical show on television in history. And its current home is right here in the Moody Theater. This is the highest tech movie or music venue probably in the world. It's certainly one of the premier ones.
It's darn impressive. It's beautiful.
It is a beautiful venue. The people here have been incredibly professional. All of our presentations have gone without a hitch. You know, that never happens.
Yeah.
We've been able to run the trains on time, largely because of Mark Edge here exerting his edge and tossing people on their ear if they happen to cross the timeline.
I've done a little emceeing, but there's a team of MCs, and by no means am I the premier of them. But it's been a really great venue.
One of the things I really thought was a good change this year was the vendor area. I mean, I've commented on this already, but last year it was sort of out in a garage, a little ways away. You really had to make a trek to get out to it. Now you have to walk through the vendors, and they're great vendors, to actually get into the venue. And so this is because the vendor area has become where people go to hang out. You know, once they're done, you know, they want to go talk to people. They'll come out from the actual, you know, stage area.
Yeah,
and come hang out here.
And I'd like to point out that the stage is like 12 feet literally through the soundproof doors from the vendor area right on the stage. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but you're sound people, so you're bound to have. The drop in decibels from the crowd out here stepping into the stage, even with the doors open, it's unbelievable.
Yep,
this
great.
Is such a great venue.
Yeah, so I hope it comes back to this venue if you decide to do year number three. And has that decision been made, or at what point?
The decision has been made, and we will be doing the Texas Bitcoin Conference next year. And the Moody Theater is right now at the very, very top. The Austin City Limits Live at the Moody Theater is at the very top of that list. And yes, it has been an incredible experience to be here.
I love
it. So if people, you know, the folks that missed it, and they can catch it online at Texas Bitcoin Conference, right?
At TexasBitcoinConference.com, you will be able to pick up the videos, and you will be seeing the videos around the town in Reddit and BitcoinTalk.org and so forth. And
what
on
have
YouTube.
They missed?
Oh, man, they have missed so
That's
much.
A tough question.
You know what? There are going to be people that are going to be crying when they hear all
you
the
had an SEC guy here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Answering questions.
SEC guy giving the SEC perspective, his personal perspective on the ACC. He made it very clear. We also had Jody Odd, A-U-D. I don't know how to say his last name, but Joel Odd, excuse me, from the enforcement and banking terrorism and drugs in Texas. His exact I should pull
acronyms,
his card.
Whatever it is.
You know, three-letter acronyms and all that sort of things. Joel A-U-D from the Emerging Technology Architect of the Texas Intelligence Enterprise. Okay.
Texas is practically its own country anyway, so I'm not surprised they have something like that.
Oh, but I don't know if you caught that, but the second that he got to speak, the first thing he said was, when regulation enters into a technology, you drive criminals and organized gangs into the technology.
Why is that? Why does regulation drive criminals into it?
It was a fascinating explanation. Basically, he said,
because governments are criminals. Seems obvious to me.
Well, that would be that's one view. But the other view is that when you set up a set of rules and regulations, what what people hear is that means you're prohibiting X, Y, and Z. Mm. What criminals hear is you're defining loophole. A, B, C, D, E, and F.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the regulations come in, you necessarily define the loopholes they can use to legally skirt what it is that they don't want to report or what it is they don't want to do. And so if you're building loopholes, you're actually enabling criminal enterprise. And he gave a wonderful example. He talked about banning assault guns and munitions. Did you catch this?
I didn't get to see his speech at all.
You should have. He got cheers from the crowd.
I'm going to try to grab him.
But he said you do need to interview this guy. Interview Joel. But he said they banned assault rifles and certain munitions. So Americans ran to the store and bought them.
Yep.
Why? Because if you don't buy them now, you don't get them.
Right.
So immediately they're gone.
Plus, they'll be worth more.
Now,
on the black
market. Drug cartels who do not want munitions, they need munitions. And so what do? They go to Colombia, they go to Panama, they end up in South Asia. There's the man. You're going to have to get on this mic. In any case, they go to Southeast Asia, and do they buy the semi-automatic machine guns?
They buy the best ones they can.
No, they buy the best ones they can, fully automatic.
Yep.
Do they buy the simply high-powered ammunition, or do they buy the military-grade ammunition?
Whatever they can get, the best
same
ones.
Same price.
Yep.
So you ban this stuff, semi-automatics, and you ban certain munitions in America, and suddenly we get an upgrade, not a downgrade, of munitions held by criminals. That unintended
consequences
are just so hard.
You know what? Not only unintended consequences, but they're also predictable consequences, right? I mean, because you look at the history of prohibition, and the same thing always happens. Whenever something gets prohibited, it just goes into the black market, becomes more dangerous, more expensive, and some could argue more prolific than ever.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know that you can always predict the unintended consequences of a particular regulation.
You know, no,
but
you can
predict the consequences.
You want to keep happening,
right? You can predict the consequences of prohibition because they're always the same.
Well, I will give you the analogy that I gave the Attorney General's office in New York. I got the opportunity to talk on a panel about cryptocurrency to the Attorney General's staff, and I pointed out to them that when you regulate and you regulate and you regulate, what you eventually create is a tarp. Now, when you go fishing with a tarp, you can catch minnows. Absolutely, you can catch minnows. The little small fry, not a problem. Are you going to catch fish? No, you're not, because a fish can evade a tarp. They see the tarp coming, they evade it. But if you create light regulation, then you give up on minnows. They can go right through the net.
Then it's a net.
But it's a net, so you get to catch fish. So the Attorney General's office has to decide, are they fishing for minnows or are they fishing for the big fish?
TexasBitcoinConference.com to see the videos we've seen here. If you've missed it, come next year and see the videos. It'll be awesome. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Great event, Paul.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Americans in 1787 were skeptical of the proposed U.S. Constitution. It proposed a much stronger national government than they were used to, and although the new government's powers were limited, Americans knew that government often breaks promises. A Bill of Rights, Thomas Jefferson said, was something everyone was entitled to against every government on earth. So supporters of the new system pledged that, if it were approved, Congress's first act would be to adopt a Bill of Rights as an extra safeguard against abuses. And they kept that promise on December 15, 1791. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments, along with government's limited powers, remind us that the Constitution was not written to make government more efficient, but to protect us against government and to secure our natural rights to life, liberty, and property. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're recording live from Austin, Texas, at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. All kinds of interesting people around here, including many liberty-minded folks, and some of them from sort of the southern tier of the United States, including our next guest, Alma Summer. We'll talk to her in just a moment, but I also want to tell you about
Power Plus.
Yeah, it's an amazing breakthrough in compact portable backup power. And you can learn more about it at PocketPowerPlus9.com. What it is it's more than just a battery that you can put in your pocket, and you can, you know, store it in your glove box. You can even, in some circumstances, jump a car with this thing due to, you know, this the technology that's behind it.
What's that called?
Lithium polymer ion, I believe, is what
lithium
it is called. So it's a little different from lithium. So it's kind of the next level of it. Anyway, this device comes with all kinds of accessories. It comes with the jumper cables. It comes with an accessory pack, actually, like a leather-bound pack with a bunch of connectors. So you can connect this thing to a laptop and charge up your laptop, connect it to your cell phone, charge your cell phone multiple times before this battery will actually need to be recharged on its own. It's a great little product, PocketPowerPlus9.com. You go there. You can get it for 50% off the regular price, but you can also use code FTL to get an even better discount as well.
So PocketPowerPlus9.com.
That's right.
Coupon code FTL to get it for less than 50%.
That's correct.
That's a big savings.
Yeah, and it's really an amazing product. Go check it out. Learn more about it. PocketPowerPlus9.com. We're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, and Alma is with us here from Phoenix, or not Phoenix anymore, right? You're in, where are you nowadays?
We are on the road.
But you are involved still in the Phoenix area, right? Don't you organize the Jackalope Freedom Festival?
Or non-organized, but yes.
Somebody's doing something with that thing. How many years is that?
Disorganize it.
It's a spontaneous order all the way. even speakers and vendors and everything like
really?
That. So, yeah, the Jackalope Freedom Festival, this will be its fourth year. And it's free to vend, free to camp, free to attend.
Wow. Where does it happen?
It's in northern Arizona, about 40 miles east of Payson. It's in a little town called Forest Lakes. And it's about 7 miles off the freeway. And it's in, it's actually the property, the property is interesting a little bit just because
is it private land?
It is not anything. There's no property information on the county website, but all of the surrounding areas are Forest Service.
Hmm.
But this property used to be owned by the Baca family, so I think there might be a historic thing to it, and that's maybe why there isn't any property information. So as far as I'm concerned, since there is no information on the county website, this might be the only free land left.
Wow.
Undocumented.
Undocumented land.
And you're doing the undocumented human tour, and that's what I wanted to bring you on and talk to you about.
Yes. Our son is undocumented. He was born in a hospital in Arizona without a birth certificate or a social.
I think this is interesting because we know from having talked to other parents that if you birth in a hospital, they really want you to sign paperwork. They really want you to sign Social Security information to, you know, get a number for the child. And you successfully gave birth in a hospital and avoided all of that.
Yeah, so the biggest thing to understand about this is entering your child into the system is absolutely voluntary. You do not have to do it.
But they don't make it seem like that, do
not
they?
Not at all. They really want, okay, so the form in the hospitals now are a piece of paper that they turn into a digital document that they then send to the state. Mm-hmm. But if you sign that document, it becomes a legal document between your child and the state. And, yeah, we refused to sign the birth certificate.
How pushy were they?
Oh, they were pretty pushy. This woman, I think she may have been of Mexican descent, so she might maybe have family that's, you know, been trying all their lives to get citizenship.
Documented,
right.
Yes.
So she was...
Why wouldn't you want this?
Right. She was really open to see, like, where we were going with this. She was very open-minded. And
oh, really?
She kept going back to her superior, and her superior would say, well, have them sign where they're not going to fill out the information. And so she'd come and tell me, can you sign where you're not going to fill out the information? And I said, no, I'm not going to sign that document. And she'd go back, and she came back, like, a third time, and she's like, well, you just initial where you're not going to sign. And I'm like, no.
Anything. Sign. Just put a mark with a pen on here, please.
By doing that, it creates a legal document. Even if you took a pen, that piece of paper, and wrote, check
Yep.
Or put a little line or dash or whatever. You're signing the document.
Many of the contracts for the Indians back in the day were the Chiefs would sign with an X. They didn't know what a signature was. So, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
So they kept pushing you. Confusing.
Yeah, we didn't leave without speaking to a social worker either, because when I went to the hospital, it was after 14 hours of labor at home, and I did have a midwife, and she's also required by the state to send in a birth certificate. Now, she's not required by the state to force you to sign it, but she's required by the state to send something in. Sometimes they get lost in the mail or whatever, but midwives understand that people having babies at home don't want to enter their child into the system, and some of them are, understanding.
So what's the advantage of this? I mean, many people would say, look, you need a birth certificate to do all kinds of things in this world. Why would you want to deprive your child of a birth certificate?
Well, I think by entering him into the system, I'm depriving him of his livelihood, because at that point, if he wants to go get a job in the system, a job where a state, a business asks the state permission to exist as a business, and now they have this paperwork that they're required by the government to make their employees fill out, to me that is, well, I like to say declaring your independence does not require a government form.
Right.
Which also comes from Ernest Hancock. But
what inspired you to go this route?
Well, I would like to live my life as free as possible. I would eventually like to have a property that is paid for, and I don't have to pay property taxes.
Oh, that'd be nice.
For things like schools and libraries.
How do you find that?
Roads. And, well, I'm hoping that the blockchain will, provide an out for that in the future. I do own 2 acres of property in Concho, Arizona, so we do plan on building, hopefully within the next year or two, on that.
That Concho will expect some money from you.
Without permission. I will not be asking any kind of permission.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, the property taxes do include, the town of Concho is still just a town. It's not incorporated yet. So I'm ready to move there and keep Concho unincorporated campaign.
Okay.
How many people live in this place?
I do not know how many people, but we do have a friend that lives up there named Patrick Harris. He has a website called byexample.com. He's almost 100%. Self-sustainable up there and automated. So come July 1st, our family, he's invited us to come and stay on his property and work with him and live there in an RV that he has. And that will be leading up to this year's Jackalope. So I'm really excited to put Neo in that situation.
That's your son's name. We haven't mentioned that yet.
Oh, yes. Neo. Our son's name is Neo.
How can you have a name without a birth certificate? The government gives you your name.
Well, that was one thing that Brian kind of struggled with, is that his name. Isn't this paper what proves what his name is? Like, in Brian's last name, and there's the whole, this is my son, stateless husband, yes.
Yes, okay.
And so it was a little bit harder for him to kind of pull away from that than it was me, because I understand in my mind that, it doesn't require a paperwork doesn't make what this person is named.
Sure.
So
George Washington didn't have a birth certificate. Was his name George?
Your name's whatever you say it is, right?
I mean, Martha's, was she his wife? Were they married?
What if he hates his name later? He might want to change it.
Exactly.
He might want to be Neo Freeman.
What if he didn't like Keanu Reeves in the movie and he just doesn't want to... Anyway, so Jackalope...
Acting like that doesn't come along every day,
Jackalope Freedom Festival. Is there a website for it?
JackalopeFreedomFestival.com.
It's easy enough.
Or you can go to PorkWest.com.
PORCWEST.com. Very cool. And Alma, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
From the Texas Bitcoin Conference, we've got more coming up, more great interviews, more people here, all kinds of interesting folks flitting about here, hither and thither. We'll continue with Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BitBit.co. Why? Because BitBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BitBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BitBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BitBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BitBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second edition of this, what is a fantastic event. And it's even better this year than last year. It was great last year. This year, it's reached the awesome level. And there's some great folks here speaking, of course, but also some really interesting vendors that are, worth talking to. So we're going to do that. But also want to let you know about ExpressCoin.com as the best way to acquire Bitcoin, as well as some other cryptocurrencies. You can do it with a check, money order, and even a wire transfer. They're a licensed money services business. They've jumped through all the hoops that are necessary to stay in business and not be raided by the state. So you can go and get, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can use ExpressCoin.com, and it's super easy. They've got an app that you can download as well, ExpressCoin.com. So over here right next door to us in the vendor area is Troy Fierno from CryptoArt.com. Troy, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Now, I don't recall you being at the last Texas Bitcoin Conference. Is this your first one?
No, I actually was here briefly, but I was in kind of a pre-launch mode. I created this product, and I just
wasn't sure if I was crazy, so what I did was I brought out a few pieces, and I put them up for display, and I had a big sign that said, crypto art coming soon, and I just was trying to get a teaser, just trying to get input from the community and see the perception, and I was very encouraged. I felt a little validated, so I commenced with my launch, and I'm here a year later, and I've made pretty good traction.
Well, I'm glad you came back, because I know last year the vendor area was just too far away from the action, and this year it's right here. You've got to walk through all the vendors to actually get to the stage, and so it's a lot easier to see what's going on here. I imagine you've been a lot busier this year than last year at the end.
Yes, it's great. Plus, I just have a lot more artists now. We have three artists, and we have a studio that does some work for us, so I just have a lot more product to offer. I've created some awareness in the community. And you're right, the setup here is so much better, and it's a great venue.
I want to talk about crypto art, because it's unique. I mean, we've seen paper wallets before, and, you know, in the Bitcoin universe, Bitcoin, of course, is this alternative currency that is not issued by any government or bank. You know, the classic way of doing business with Bitcoin is with a smartphone, but they also have paper wallets, and that's something that you've done to combine paper wallets with actual really nice-looking artwork. Can you explain for our radio audience how this works? Because you have like framed artwork that's beautiful.
Right. You really do have to see it to appreciate it.
You have to go to CryptoArt.com to see this. So it's beautiful artwork, but there's a QR code down in the bottom left. Tell me about what's going on with this artwork.
Sure. So it is a fine art wallet or fine art paper wallet. I call it a fine art wallet just to make it a little more retail friendly. But you're right, in the front is a QR code, and that's your public Bitcoin address. What you would do is just grab your mobile Bitcoin wallet. You could scan that. You could send money to the art piece. Once it's on the art piece, it's safe. You can trade it as long as nobody steals your art piece,
right,
or as long as you know, your house doesn't burn down. So trust your friends and insure your home.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Especially for non-Bitcoin users, they can save it, and they can feel like they're part of the Bitcoin movement and not have to worry about managing their private keys or online services and whatnot, or linking their bank account somewhere. When you want to redeem it, on the back of it is a media that on this media is a sticker that conceals the private key, and you could pull that sticker off and redeem the Bitcoin using that private key. And what's nice about it is, if you're an advanced Bitcoin user, you can change that private key out and the public QR code, the public key and the QR code, so without damaging the art print, so it's trustless in that.
Because otherwise, you have to trust Troy.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you look like a trustworthy guy, but I've never really met you before.
That's right. Well, thank you. That's right. The art piece is trustless, and we do encourage people to change out the keys. And in addition, we have a reprint policy. So if you damage the art piece during that process, we will replace it for you. We have a small reprint fee.
So what are the sizes? I mean, I've seen poster sizes, kind of like you've got sort of an 8.5 by 11 size in your hand. What are the options?
Sure. We have three different sizes. We have a small size. We call it a crypto cert, and it is 8.5 by 11. The image is 8 by 10. And I'm telling you these sizes because those both fit ready-made frames, and that's the same for the medium size and the large size. So we have 18 by 24 and 24 by 30, and those are ready-made frames also. So you can get a fantastic frame for $40 ready-made, and you're all set.
Right,
to,
so yeah, are these right. prints? Are these numbered limited prints, or are they original pieces? Explain that to me.
Well, that's a good question. These are actually called original G-clays because they're digital art, but they're so good and they're so detailed. They have hundreds of hours to make each one of these images.
I had no clue. Yeah.
Yeah, that you can't even tell. And so that's a good thing. We print them in really small edition sizes. So the small piece, the 8.5 by 11, only has 200 in it. The large piece only has 35. Now,
that's limited. It's not basically numbered and limited.
Yeah, they're numbered. There's 35 in the large pieces. And what's nice about that is a lot of prints, G-clays, and limited edition prints that you see, they're based base, the reproductions of an original, so you're always competing with that original in terms of value.
Yeah.
Once these are sold out, they're done. Mm. You know. Mm. So the idea here is that, you know, we're trying to create a collectible that will raise and, you know, appreciate in value, and you know, put some Bitcoin on it, and you know, so you kind of have this interesting leveraged investment that's a mixture of art, technology, and money.
So I'm sort of new to this, so help me out. So there is no original because it's digital. Well, the original sort of exists in, you know, the digital sphere, and the closest thing to original is these numbered assigned.
Yeah, well, they are unsigned because the artists are all over the world.
Okay.
and you know, it's kind of a controversy about it. I didn't feel like doing an authorized signature or anything.
Okay.
Like that, and some publishers will do that, so no.
But they are limited.
They are limited edition, and this is the only, you only see these images on this, so it's you know, you're not going to lose value for that lack of signature.
Okay.
There, and there's no original that you're competing with.
Got
so
it. Yeah, so the thought process here is that essentially you're keeping the artificial scarcity in the sense that this will be it. You're not going to throw this image up on you know, out there on the internet where people can get it all over the place. These are the only ones in the real sphere, right?
Well, there might be digital. You're going to see it digitally on the internet, but you won't see a physical art print that.
Okay.
You can hang and collect like this. You know, and we're not going to make another size.
Okay.
And just, you know, print these into oblivion.
And what were the numbers? You said, so you have three different sizes, small, medium, and large.
We have a small that has 200 in the edition size.
Okay.
And that's 8.5 by 11. We have a medium size, which has 45 in the edition size, and that's 18 by 24. And then we have a 24 by 30, which has only 35 in the edition size.
Yeah, and these are beautiful. I mean, they've,
thank you.
If you just go online and take a look at them, and it's cryptoart.com.
That's right.
Yeah, I was really impressed with what I was seeing here. And when you I mean, even if the digital image does get out there, it's really going to be increase the value of the real world item.
Sure, yeah, right, and we're trying to create imagery that, you know, involves the space and talks about just creates a narrative and to the space, you know. So we're also trying to work with Bitcoin companies and try to tell the story of the Bitcoin companies. So, you know, Bitcoin has a story, and we're trying to tell that in art. So the imagery is related to that, and there's a lot of symbolism in much of the images. The piece that I have in my hand here, this was actually a commemorative piece that we did for South by Southwest. So South by was actually gracious enough to invite us to set up a gallery inside the trade show. And that, so we partnered with Two Dot Studio out in France, and their artists do work on Assassin's Creed and Far Cry, so they're just amazing artists. And we were able to get them to create a crypto art edition that involves some South by Southwest elements and you know, some Bitcoin theme type elements, and you can see that on our website.
Awesome. I think people should go take a look. Cryptoart.com. And I really appreciate you coming and sitting with us, Troy. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Great.
Yes, my microphone is working again. So, yeah, thank you to Troy Furno from CryptoArt.com. Really unique product. Beautiful artwork. You're just going to have to go to the website and see it for yourself. We're going to continue here. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference here in beautiful Austin, Texas. The day today here on Sunday is absolutely fantastic. The weather's perfect. And we're going to come back with more here in moments on Free Talk Live.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are broadcasting from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, the second annual here in downtown Austin at the Moody Theater. It's a fantastic venue. The crowd has been great. The weather is perfect. And we've been talking to interesting people, some of the movers and shakers, the innovators in the Bitcoin universe. And joining me now on the third microphone here is Tony Lane, the CEO of Cointelegraph. And Cointelegraph.com is the website. I've been to Cointelegraph before. You guys, it's basically a Bitcoin news site. How would you describe the site?
You know, it's really the comic book section of a newspaper and the front page slammed together. There's this big joke, a while ago that Bitcoin was sketchy. So every single one of our articles has a sketch accompanying the title.
That.
Yeah. We're the largest media group in Bitcoin, and we're the leading independent publication. Yeah.
So there are a few different ones out there. What sets you apart besides the sketches?
So several things, both internally and externally. Obviously, we're naturally viral just based on those sketches, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that really makes us different, you know, internally, as far as the way our system is organized, we have a holocratic structure in our management.
Holocratic.
Yes, it's a holocracy.
I've never heard of that before.
Really?
Tell me about it.
So, in the same way that Bitcoin is organized, in that you don't have, obviously, our normal financial systems. You have the federal bank. They're organized very hierarchical. You have a very clear top of the pyramid, and then it's kind of a trickle-down system.
That's what people are used to. That's how it was in school. That's how the government is. That's how most businesses are. Families.
We have external titles, but we don't have internal titles, meaning that externally, for the world to understand what I do effectively, if I was just person, Cointelegraph, people would be confused. But with CEO, it's really my responsibility to make sure the company is profitable, to lead the vision of the company, and to be, you know, the biggest advocate and spokesperson for Cointelegraph.
But you're not in charge?
I would say, I mean, those are the things that I'm in charge of.
Yeah.
I don't use coercion on my employees, meaning that there are some instances where you have to say, you know, just from an integrity standpoint, we have to reach out to people for if we do an interview and someone says something that is written, that someone says something about another person that could be damaging to their reputation, you obviously need to reach out to the person that they make the comment about and make sure to get their feedback. Because
Exactly.
And there are some instances where you obviously say, like, here's a word of wisdom, word to the wise, but people act autonomously, and obviously I only work with people that have a high level of character and integrity. Those are two of the first things that I look for. But the bigger difference is that, so we have little nodes, right? Like in the Bitcoin system, the entire Bitcoin network runs in nodes.
Right.
So we have like a management node, and we have a sales node, and we have an editorial node, and we have an art node. And then these nodes as well, we have Cointelegraph, and then we also have 8 media properties. So all of those 8 media properties have their own nodes. And we also, with Cointelegraph, are opening up offices in all of these. This is what I would say differentiates us externally, is that we are creating hyperlocal news sites all over the world. We realized that there was like this just fundamental, I realized internally that there was a fundamental ideological disconnect between someone whose job it was to make the company more profitable, telling someone whose job it was to tell the truth what to do, which is why we have a holocratic system. But we have this really interesting dialogue. And someone in America had written an article about Russia. And they first exposed one of the Russian news media sites for being owned by the government. And by the way, we have no investors. We're owned by no one. We're totally independent. And they exposed one of those sites. And then the rest of the article was just American, like, U.S. state-based propaganda about Russia.
Huh.
And the person who is on the ground in Russia, half of my team is in Russia. We have authors in nearly every time zone. And the person who was in Russia said, you know nothing of Russia.
Yeah.
That's not how it is at all. You have no idea. And so we started opening up these hyper-local editorial offices. So if someone's actually on the ground in Russia or in Finland or in Spain, in Italy, in the U.S., in Argentina, in South Africa, in Nigeria, in Ukraine, these people can then give news, you know, from the source of here's we're actually directly experiencing it, rather than someone who's kind of like living vicariously through watching GoPro videos on YouTube.
Okay.
So I would say that's what differentiates us externally. And if you're a business and you want to expand it to another country, you want to know what's going on, or you want a point of contact, these local offices are great for that. So we are planning to do a really big expansion by the end of this year.
When were you around when this started? Did you help found Cointelegraph?
Yeah, I wasn't there the literal day that the domain was purchased, but I mean, I joined the company very shortly after the initial formation. They actually found me. I had previously, they looked at my background. I was one of the first employees at ChangeTip.
Okay.
And
heard about them?
Yeah, they actually sought me out, and they said, we're Cointelegraph Media Group. And, you know, they loved my work and what I did, and we just began a dialogue, and they essentially, after a call with me, we had one call, and I said, here's everything that's wrong with everything that you've been doing from a perspective of journalism and from a perspective of business. And I said, if you want this to be successful, here's what we need to do. And the first day that we talked to them, I just kind of gave them a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, we have to work with you.
Were they holocratic at that time?
No.
So you brought that in.
Yes.
So
I would say more, it's not that they weren't, so it's not that they were hierarchical, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give the impression that they were ever, as that there was literally no system
yeah.
at all. And that everyone was just, it's an autonomous agency.
It's not too bad that way.
No. I mean, it was, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people love that. There's so much freedom and so much independence in that. But as far as external credibility and for other people to understand the way your company works, many people thought that when people can't immediately understand something, especially if it's in a space like Bitcoin, they have a great deal of hesitation when dealing with or when trusting another human being. And so I just wanted to make sure that, you know, everything we were doing did have order and that we were always speaking in a language that the world around us, no matter what language that is, in whether it's Russian or English or Finnish, that we're all speaking in one human language that everyone can understand, the language of truth.
Wow, I mean, it sounds great to me. So I've liked the stories that I've read on Cointelegraph, and thanks for doing that work. But you didn't do journalism before this? You were with ChangeTip? I mean, what was your history in journalism prior to?
Sure. Yeah, I'd always been. So I'm the CEO of the company. I actually don't write at all.
Okay.
I think there should be, as far as integrity, as I said, I think it's just fundamentally wrong for someone whose job is, I have to make this company more profitable, to interfere with someone whose job it is to say, it's my job to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have absolutely, yeah, I do not write for the site specifically because I have business interests wrapped up in the company, and I've actually had executives contact me who are my friends. They're my fellow, most of the executives of Bitcoin are my friends.
Sure.
And I've had people contact me and be like, Tony, our PR people have contacted you. I've reached out to you personally. We need a press release. I need you to write about this. And I've had to say,
no can do.
I can't. That's not up to me. Mm. It's really not. So... Yeah,
integrity.
Exactly. And the good news is that it's also given me a lot of insight into the people that have integrity themselves, because most people have been very respectful and understanding of that, although they do want, obviously, they do want us to talk about them on the site.
Sure.
And I would say that in the way that I'm a journalist, I've always been a truth teller, in that I've been, almost all of my life, I've been a poet. I started singing professionally at the age of 8 and performing professionally at the age of 12 as an actress. And
oh, wow.
I had my first poetry published when I was 12 years old.
All right, let's go back a little bit, not from 12, but back from now.
Sure.
How did you get turned on to Bitcoin?
So I was studying performance art, fashion, and music, and I realized when I was in art school, all of my friends that were artists were literally... They were legitimately abusing themselves in the way that they would value their own work. Because I would watch one of my best friends in the entire world, who's now actually living in the Himalayas, and he's a monk. And I would watch him, and he's insanely happy, more studying consciousness than anything. And he would spend 72 hours without rest creating this literal masterwork of art. And he would sell it for $25 to $40. And I just thought, that is so wrong. You are a slave to yourself. Do you not realize that?
He didn't realize what he was worth. All right, so you got to pack the rest of this answer down in 20 seconds.
Packing it. So, ended up realizing that I needed to understand business and how to build your own brand, studied advertising and international business, finished most of my college credits in high school, so ended up studying political theory, economics, and advertising, realized that a lot of the ideas that we had used to shape the way we understood the world today were broken, like the Aristotelian idea of citizen and state and Keynesian economics. And I gave a giant speech. Someone turned me on to Bitcoin, and they said, you need to read the forums, you need to read the paper. I was addicted. I was completely and totally addicted, and I realized that this was the golden ratio of what was a market-based future for both currency and the idea of governance.
Way to wrap it up. Tony Lane, CEO of Cointelegraph.com. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for having me.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.org. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.